This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Major is also the host of The Takeout, CBS News 24/7, and you should watch it. It is time to talk with our guy, Major Garrett, who joins us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. What's happening, Major?
You can watch it or you can listen to it. It's also a daily podcast, so it's all available all places. Wow.
It's kind of like this show.
Yes, except, yeah, you know. Indeed. Indeed.
Yours is probably much better produced. And I don't mean, I mean like, yeah. No, you've got good cameras and you have good lighting and all that stuff.
Major, your opener today was Jim Belushi, who swung by the studio. He's a Cubs fan and gave us a little crap because the Cardinals aren't doing well. And now San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I'm a poor man's Jim Belushi, that's for sure. I can't compete with him.
That's what I've heard.
I simply can't compete.
I know this. He can't compete with Mike Johnson, who you just spoke to.
Few people can, Ron. So you did sit down with the speaker, Mike Johnson.
Yeah, last night.
You asked him about the Epstein files.
Sure, and a lot of other things, just to be clear.
Oh, and other things, yes.
About that. It was a 12-minute interview that we went 22 minutes on, and all of that will air tonight on The Takeout. So you'll see all the other topics we covered, but Epstein is in the middle of the news cycle right now. And look, it's a relevant issue for the House Speaker because this week the Rules Committee, which acts at the behest of the Speaker, understand that. The House Rules Committee, which puts all bills on the floor, only does so at the direction of the Speaker. And that Rules Committee shut down this week because it couldn't come to agreement on what to do or not to do with pending Epstein-related matters. And it wasn't getting any signals from the Speaker's office on how to proceed, so it shut down. And when it shut down, the Speaker sent everyone home for the August recess. So that gives it relevancy, not just for what Epstein did or didn't do or prosecute or not prosecute, transparency or whatever. The House didn't function this week because of this, which is why I brought it up with the Speaker. Mm-hmm.
So what is going on in Washington right now with all of this Epstein stuff? It seems like there's a faction of people, including the president, who just want to move on from it. A lot of other people don't, even people in his party. Is there going to be a real resolution here with all of this? Because it doesn't seem like, at least from that party, everyone's on the same page.
Right. So Republicans in the House and Senate are just deferring to the Trump Justice Department and by extension the White House because they're very tightly aligned about what to do on this. They're all getting ready to leave for the August break, come back and revisit it in September if they have to. They're basically giving the Justice Department and Trump latitude to decide what it can or will do on this matter. But if it's not resolved by September, it's pretty clear from rank and file Republicans in the House and Senate that there will be legislative pressure to do things if the White House actions or the Justice Department actions are insufficient. And this is a classic case of over-promising and under-delivering. If you talk to anyone in the restaurant business, they always say their motto should be under-promise and over-deliver. Mm-hmm. Beat expectations on the high side. Give people more than they're expecting. in this matter, and this is why some of the Republican criticism of Democrats and the Biden administration doesn't really wash, is the Biden administration didn't promise anything on this, didn't say there was a massive elite scandal that once exposed would show all sorts of depravity within the higher reaches of the intelligence community and the American government. Conservative influencers did, and people in power at the Justice Department, Kash Patel, Don Bongino, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, all said things of that kind and vowed, once in power, to release everything and make it all clear and transparent what this thing was or what it wasn't. Now they are not there. They are under-delivering on their over-promising. And that gap has created the first persistent cleavage or break or fissure, whatever you want to call it, in the MAGA movement. Ever. I mean ever. Where they're now at each other's throats about what this case does or doesn't represent, mean or doesn't mean, and whether or not the Trump administration, through its Justice Department, is living up to the promises it's made before it was in power.
Major, there are a lot of issues like this that suck a lot of oxygen out of the room. But you're in Washington. You're living it every day, not just seeing the headlines. So what do you see as priorities happening right now, issues that are happening right now that maybe are getting bumped aside because everyone's so focused on Epstein or other issues?
Right. So let me give you three of them that just happened in the last week. House representatives passed three pieces of cryptocurrency legislation. One of them, the Genius Act, going to be signed by the president. It's going to create a stable coin linked to the U.S. dollar. That's going to create a different alternate form of digital currency. And the other two pieces of House legislation passed. The Senate's probably going to pass, get to the president's desk. So in the cryptocurrency world, alternative transaction means that are digitally verified are going to become a normalized form of transacted currency in our country, all digital, not through your bank and not through your bank account, through alternate means. That's going to be a revolution in the way we do business in this country. That's a big deal. Lots of trade deals are coming across the finish line. And we're still awaiting the details on this, but the White House keeps saying, in addition to setting new tariff rates for Japan, the Japanese government has agreed to give the United States $550 billion in investment in companies at the sole discretion of President Trump and initiatives in which the Japanese will lay down the $550 billion and only take 10% of future profits. Now, I don't know how that's even possible. It would be utterly inconsistent with anything the Japanese have ever done in this country. And if true, and if that's exactly what happens, then I will give President Trump full credit for being a master of the art of the deal, because that is highly, highly unusual. But these trade deals are coming through. That's a big deal. Lastly, I would say President gave a very big speech on artificial intelligence. And this administration is basically trying to clear every bureaucratic and permitting obstacle to massive energy development to fuel artificial intelligence in this country, to try to either keep pace or beat the Japanese. These will be transformational energy sources, technologies, and if they are accelerated the way the White House says they are, all three of those things, crypto, AI, and trade, are massive issues just this week that will probably have much more, well, will definitely have much more influence on the average American than anything dealing with Jeffrey Epstein. So to your point, lots of things going on here. It frustrates the White House that they're not being talked about more, but they're the ones making the decisions about what is or isn't going to happen on Epstein, and they're the ones having trouble living up to their previously made promises.
Also with economic implications is the interest rates. And the president has made it very clear he's not happy with Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and is visiting the Federal Reserve today, which apparently is not typical for a sitting president to do that. So, yeah, what is this about?
No, the White House is just, you know, treating it like, well, they're just taking the public tour. Sorry, you're the president of the United States. You just don't take the public tour of the Federal Reserve. No, look, and I talked to Speaker Johnson about this and many other things. I said, are you comfortable with his jawboning and basically denunciations of the chairman of the Federal Reserve? He said, well, look, it's not a good idea, and the Federal Reserve chairman's appointment lasts until May of next year. It's going to be a rough go for him. I do think there are some questions about whether he's been slow or fast enough on interest rates. I said, but you don't want the president to fire him. He said, well, I don't even sure he has the legal authority. That's not exactly where the White House position is. The White House position is the president does. Supreme Court's been pretty clear that he doesn't. But the president wants to keep pushing this button. The problem for the president is, and lots of people around him have made this clear, the more he politicizes the Fed, meaning the more he uses the political bully pulpit to criticize it, to maintain its own sense of independence, forces the Federal Reserve not to do what he's telling them and barking at them to do. Because anything the Federal Reserve would do right now on interest rates would be interpreted by the markets as influenced, overly influenced by the White House. And once you cross that Rubicon, it's very hard to cross back. The idea that a president can essentially, through rhetorical flourish or a social media post, change Federal Reserve policy. Nobody wants that. So the president's aggravation, publicly expressed, makes it less likely, not more likely, than he will get what he wants.
Major, also, we've been following the back and forth, I guess, between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and the war continues between Russia and Ukraine. Where do we stand 2 days, I guess, after, 3 days after Trump has changed his mind again?
Yeah, on the takeout in the last week, we've had two very important voices on this. John Sullivan, who was President Trump and President Biden's ambassador to Russia, since recalled, because we don't have formal ambassador presence there anymore since the war, and William Taylor, former ambassador of the United States to Ukraine, and both said to me the same thing. It is clear now that Trump is coming to a different set of conclusions about Putin and more willing to imagine and actually setting in motion things that were completely off the table 6 months ago, meaning sanctions and accelerating, not just tolerating, but accelerating weapon shipments to Ukraine. Is the transaction different? Yes, the Europeans are buying it. We're sending it through NATO. The Ukrainians don't care. All they care about is the flow of armaments. And for a while, they appear to either be certain to be suspended or temporarily suspended, and certainly in limbo. That's no longer the case. That is a tectonic shift for this Trump White House and a sign that these two former ambassadors agree on, that Trump is coming to a different set of conclusions, maybe slower than he ought to have. History will decide that. But that he has turned on this is evident, and it is having a material effect on the Russian calculations and the Ukrainian calculations. Will it continue the war? Of course, because the longer the Ukrainians are able to defend themselves and attack Russians when they can with armaments provided by Europe and the United States, the more the war will continue. But also, it frustrates the goals of Russia and Putin and may over time, maybe sooner rather than later, especially if new sanctions are added, change their calculations and bring this war to a more swift conclusion.
What do we know about the leaked signal chats that had Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, on it? And we were told at the time back in March when this whole story blew up that there was nothing classified on it, but apparently there was?
Well, them saying it was not classified didn't mean it wasn't classified. I mean, it was at minimum, by anyone's characterization, highly sensitive, and probably in the moment was, by definition, classified. You can't talk about the things on which they were discussing signal, about the military packages being sent or the timing or the locations or potential targets of the Houthi rebels in Yemen and not understand that that is not only highly sensitive, but in the moment classified, unless in that moment, without his knowledge, President Trump declassified it. Well, that didn't happen. Nobody asserted that it did. They tried to minimize the overall import of that, but it was obviously classified. And trust me, had the same set of actors, or meaning the same set of actions, rather, carried out by different actors in the Biden administration had gone on, the denunciations from Republicans would have been pronounced, repetitive, and screeching. And they would have been justified in that, because there is no way to justify, really, using an unsecured platform like that to transact that kind of business when, as all those high-ranking officials have, other alternatives are available that are much more secure and not prone to either accidentally including a journalist, as they did, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, or operating on a platform on which we know our adversaries hover looking for signs and clues about American intentions.
Major,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Garrett, we love talking to you. We appreciate you as always. And if you noticed, I didn't say anything about Washington being weird to start this segment.
That was nice. I'm going to slip this in, though. Go Padres. Yes.
Okay, well, that's hurtful.
Major Garrett.
That is not really trying to, super nice.
This guy's always trying to stir it up, isn't he?
He is. He's an agitator.
I was quiet about it. I was quiet. Low key. Respectful.
You pulled a pin and you dropped it in the room and you walked out. That's not quiet. We know what you did.
That's me.
Major Garrett, you're the best. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, Major Garrett. Watch The Takeout, his interview with Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. You can see that later on today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.